1 Corinthians 6, please. 1 Corinthians 6.
Not everything expedites what you're trying to accomplish in your life. Right? Yes? All things are lawful, but what?
I will not be brought under the power of any. I will not become enslaved, dominated by anything, even if it's legitimate. Chapter 10, please. We do not have time tonight to go through the background of this text. It's far, far too complex. We're just going to touch on some ideas. 1 Corinthians 10:23. All things are lawful for me. He says it again. He's replying, he's sending back to them their little slogan. But all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Everyone look at me. What I'm going to do tonight is, this will not be offensive in one sense. I'm going to start a conversation. Pastor Kowak, Jim Duncan, Noel Hippolito, and Mr. Tupper over here are going to start this conversation next Sunday morning. Here's the problem. Some of us will never hear the conversation because we don't show up at church. I get that. But I want to prepare you to learn, look at me, to think. If you have grown up in fundamentalism, chances are you can't think. I'm sorry. Fundamentalism teaches you not to think. Now, I've been here a long time. If you've been around me, but some of us still struggle in the thinking category, meaning I can preach, teach, yell, scream, and we just go back to sleep. Because you grew up fundamentalist. In fundamentalism, this is what you do. You either agree with the man behind the pulpit or you disagree and go back to sleep. Folks, that's not Christianity. We're going to start a conversation, and I'm going to show you how it works. Because next week, everyone look at me, next week in Sunday school for 4 weeks, we are not going to be talking about right and wrong. And you think well as long as it's right or wrong. Folks, not everything that's right or wrong. How about things that don't expedite what you're trying to accomplish? What if something doesn't build you up but tears you down? It's not wrong, it just doesn't help you. What if something you do enslaves you? Where when you go on vacation for 3 days and you can't have your toy, you're having withdrawal symptoms. Paul says, I will not be brought under the authority or power of anything. Yeah, I think these are important ideas. Let's pray and we'll get started. Father, I ask your blessing on this night. May this be a profitable night in Christ's name. Amen. It's been nearly 30 years. I went to a family's house when we first went to St. Louis, a couple that was probably my age now or nearly, probably 50, invited my wife and I over 30 years ago nearly to their house. The wife was preparing supper. She was a nice lady, and the husband was a nice man. They invited us over, and I went outside to talk to the husband, and Jenny stayed inside and talked to the wife, and the wife's mother went to our church. Wonderful lady. Loved the lady to death. She's with the Lord many years. The daughter, which was 50-ish, and the son-in-law, they came once or twice a year. I went outside, and I found out what the man did. He said, I like to throw horseshoes. I want everyone to look at me. I'll wait till you look at me. Is horseshoes a right or a wrong issue? Just horseshoes. Yes? He told me he threw horseshoes 3 to 4 hours a night. Now, some of you, that would interrupt your TV, so you couldn't do that. I'd rather you threw 4 hours of horseshoes than watch TV for 4 hours. Sleepyheads. But I asked him, what do you pitch horseshoes for 4 hours? He didn't have an answer. On the weekends, they had a cabin. Now I'm asking a question. I don't want your religion. Is there anything wrong with the cabin? What if you go to the cabin every weekend? What happens? You see, folks, I want all of you from Atong over here
to over here, to back here, to back here. 99% of life has nothing to do with right and wrong. It has to do with this stuff called a diaphora, things indifferent. And if you don't learn to think, you never, look at me, you could have the same, you can have the same goals as other families, but you never reach those goals because you don't know how to deal with a diaphora. There's nothing wrong with lots of things. I couldn't tell this guy pitching horseshoes was sinful. It wasn't. A cabin's not sinful. It's nice. Vacations are good. Three-day weekends are good. All that's good. But there comes a problem when there's 11 three-day weekends in a school year and families are gone 11 of those. Hello? Then you see the chaos in the children. And you can't figure out why the children can't sleep. They sleep during class and they're itchy. We're talking about that. So let's look in your notes. I'll just get into the notes tonight. No more introduction. Establishing the categories. The categories from, my goodness, the second or third century have been this. Right, a diaphora, and wrong. But the question is how do you look at these? So what I have found, Pastor Kowak, I'm warning you because you're going to be teaching this, and Jim and Noel and Steve, what you're going to find is some people, the conversation, you will feel like you are, and I'll use polite terms, spitting in the wind. What happens when you spit in the wind, Steve? No matter what you say, you spit in the wind. And you can't figure out why, because the way they look at life is differently than the way the Bible would. And they have this category in their brain. They might use different language. I'm going to use different language. So when it comes to screen time, which is what they're going to be talking about, you're going to go and you're going to ask questions and you're going to show them information and you're going to challenge them, and they're going to go right back to sleep. Because this is their view. You notice the first paradigm. They see 99% of life as a diaphora. They see some things about this much right and about this much wrong, and everything else is a diaphora. Now, for you that don't know the Greek word, a diaphora, it means things indifferent, or indifferent things. Meaning they're not, hear me, they're not right or wrong. That doesn't mean you don't think about them, they're just not right and wrong. That's not the category. Folks, what kind of a dog is a cat? You're like, huh? What's wrong about horseshoes? You're asking the wrong questions. Now, unfortunately, this group, well, let me give you what I call it, because what you're going to do, Pastor Cork, is you're going to try to make people think about their life. Why they know everything about the news today, but don't know what happened to that family. And don't know why they don't know. Addicted to television, addicted to the moment. Gotta know. Next, gotta know. Next, gotta know. They don't even know it. In your notes. I call this view, this is Pastor Warren's words. This is the done before it's begun view. They never really consider anything about the adiaphora. Because this is their basic view. By the way, this is the Greek word for their basic view. It can also be called whatever. So you're going to say, have studies have shown that children under 2 years old should never set their eyes on television. Every teacher in this room, from Ms. Debelak to Charlena sitting next to her, even Coley, you all know this. You know the children that stay up too late at night, don't you? Do you ever have to think, I wonder what's wrong with the kid? You know the children that go to sleep watching television or video games or what? Yes? It's obvious. By the way, they're not doing anything wrong. And their parents have the view of, so what's the big, hey, let's put this one down. So what's the big deal? That's one category. That's one way of looking at it. Now, the extreme opposite way of looking at it is next. This is the redneck fundamentalist view. Do you notice the difference, anybody? One group, here's their life. Whatever. So what's the big deal? The other group, the adiaphora is about as wide. Look here. It's about as wide as that 3x5.
Everything is right and wrong. Everything is evil. Everything is sin. The kind of shoes you... Do you not know there are preachers that preach what kind of shoes you ought to wear? By the way, I know what kind of shoes I ought to wear. I am not going to wear the kind of shoes that Monka'a and Linda Nunga or Sparky wear because I would kill myself. Plus that, they don't really look good on this person. But when you hear one of those sermons about open-toed shoes are of the devil, men are lusting, really? In your notes, this is never needs to be done view. I don't have to worry about a DF4. There's no such thing. I went to Hiles Anderson College for 5 years and never heard the word mentioned, nor look at me in the eyes. Never heard the concept. Why? Because in Jackie Boy's Hiles view, because he likes to control people, I could name 50 of these little popes. There is no idea for it because the Pope tells you what's right and wrong. There is no idea for it. Idea for is whatever he doesn't do. You got it? That's a view. By the way, you don't have a discussion, Tim, with these kind of people. You don't have a discussion with either group. You don't have a discussion with a whatever, so what's the big deal? Because no matter what you say, it's what's the big deal. Oh, some of you remember, we used to have a TV in the nursery. Till one day I'm reading from the American Pediatrics Association that if you were losing lights, that if you, a child watches TV before age 2, over time, it makes the child ADD, ADHD, and have the inability to pay attention. Wow. So that day, Ron Alexander, without your permission, I walked down to the nursery and removed the TV permanently. Because I'm not going to be part of ruining your children. How about you? Whatever. That's your opinion. The other group, everything is right and wrong. Let me give you some more statements about this. You say, why did you say Ron? I didn't ask Jim. I don't ask people's opinion. We're going to do right as an organization, whether you like it or not. Now, you can go back to sleep and let your kids grow up on TV. By the way, I have done a survey. I need to say this. In my Bible class every year, the kids don't always recognize it. I ask this question, how many of you have a TV in your bedroom? Everybody, Ron, in this church knows children shouldn't have TV in their bedrooms. Is that correct? Then why do we have people in this church with TVs in their bedroom? Children. Whatever. In your notes. The second view is very different than the first one. The first one, it's done before it begins because you don't really have to worry about it because it's whatever, or so what's the big deal? The second one is, and this is the view they take, or they can't think of any adiaphora. They can't even think of anything that's not right and wrong. Their whole mind is right and wrong. The kind of shirts you wear is right and wrong. Folks, I heard, do you not know, I heard 1 to 3 sermons. It's hard to remember because it was so stupid. I heard sermons in Bible college from Jackie Boy Hiles preaching against pink shirts. Folks, I don't know what color pink is. I had a pink tie and didn't know it. You say, do you have any pink shirts? No, because I'm colorblind. Do you know what it's like to listen to stupid for 30 minutes about the sinfulness of pink shirts? There's a lot of verses that talk about that. So in this category, you can't think of any idea for it. Everything is right and wrong. There's nothing to think about. So Tim, you actually have 2 groups that don't do any thinking, and they're right in this room tonight. One group is going to give you the whatever, and the other group goes, that's simple. It's right or wrong. Folks, a lot of things aren't right and wrong. A lot of things you have to learn to use them to expedite your life. Yes? To build yourself up or not use it to build yourself up. Let's continue. Or, of course, and this is the cynical Pastor Warren, this group also likes things in black and white. They like Pastor Warren to say this is right and this is wrong, so as I say in your notes, they can say this, I totally disagree with Pastor Warren, and I am just so righteous. Again, we're back to no thinking again.
we're back to, we don't start the conversation. We don't begin to think. We just believe what we believe. We do what we do, and we move on. In your notes, the correct view is underneath, meaning this. There is a category, a pretty good-sized category of right in the Bible, pretty good category of wrong, and then there's pretty big category of adiaphora. You say, there's just a whole bunch of things of adiaphora. Is it wrong to play basketball? Is it wrong to play tennis? Is it wrong to golf? Do you understand there's just tons of things that are adiaphora? They're things in and of themselves that are indifferent. They're not right. They're not wrong. They're adiaphora. There's a bunch of them. But at the same time, there's a section of right and there's a section of wrong. As a pastor, those are easy to preach on. The adiaphora requires thinking, and that's not what we're good at. In your notes, this view is this, the done when it is done view, meaning once you have gone through a process and determined, is this helpful for you? Now, Pastor Clark doesn't have too many sins. I only know of a couple. He has one sin. Jennifer, tell me what it is. Has something to do with some team in some place north of here. He gets a little goofy. Don't you say anything negative about Green Bay. Now I want to ask you a question. Is there something wrong with watching football? I want to ask a second question. Is that the best use of your time? When you watch football from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday and you haven't talked to your children, answer the question. It's still not a right and wrong issue. It might become that, but it's actually a different kind of question. Folks, the adiaphora, I have it in your notes. The problem with adiaphora is this is what we want to do. We have a right category. We have a wrong category. We have adiaphora. Please look me in the eyes, and this is what we want to do. We want to take the adiaphora either into the right category or into the wrong category, and that's wrong. That's not biblical thinking. In your notes. This does not mean, as I say, that everything ends up being right and or wrong. It means this, everything is to be tested. And all I'm doing is introducing tonight, folks. I'm not even trying to accomplish anything other than introduction. Which means this, do you notice what the results are going to be? Everyone look at me. I have some hobbies. I have lots of hobbies. My hobbies tend to be intellectual hobbies. I love history. I tend to get on my wife knows best of all, I tend to become obsessive about an idea. So I will normally get 3 to 4 to 5 major significant volumes on a subject, and I read them till I understand that subject, whether that's the Silk Road, or whether that's Maya history, or whether that is, I read a whole bunch of stuff on the Hittites, the Egyptian Empire, the Mitanni Empire, which dominated what's called the Hurrian people. And I read all, you say why? I'm an obsessive historian. Is that right or wrong? By the way, that will never become a right and wrong category. But if I was not prepared to preach on Sunday morning, and I said, sorry, folks, I spent 12 hours researching yesterday. And you would think, what about preaching this morning? You see, folks, some things aren't right and wrong as much as they're not helping you get where you need to go. So in your notes, I believe this is the most profound thing I'll say tonight. The adiaphora tends to be this. From one side, worst, worse, bad. You notice what I say right under that? We're not using bad in a moral category, but it's a bad use of, look at me, time, resources, energy. Yes? Then it can be good. It could be better. It could be best. You have a whole long category. So when you're looking at your life, does everybody need some entertainment in this room? Answer the question. Yes. Nothing wrong with entertainment. That can be a very good thing. Everybody needs to take a break. Everybody needs to have a little visual stimulus, whatever. That's all good. Yes, yes. The problem is sometimes that slides not into a morally wrong category necessarily, but into a bad use of time or a worse use of time. And sometimes you look at people and think, you waste your whole life doing what? You can't say they were sinning. They were just, it's the worst use of time, resources. I got this guy named Duncan. Let's pick on Duncan. We know how bad he is. Fawn is having a birthday party for Amber. And Jim is following his Facebook account, his Twitter account, his Snapchat, his text. What else do you do? Instagram. I forgot the Instagram account. Jim comes to Amber's birthday party 6 hours late. Fawn doesn't have a problem, right? Amber's, what'd you say, Mike? Jim does. Jim says, but I wasn't doing anything wrong. And look at me, and he's correct. In his case, he wouldn't be doing wrong. He would be doing what? Bad or worse use of time, resources, and abilities. Friend, I don't have a problem with you watching TV. I don't have a problem with you having an iPhone. You can have, I don't know about Snapchat and all that. Some of that gets to be nothing more than trinkets. Addictions. Some of it has good purposes. May I say this? Nothing wrong with it. But Jim, if you don't show up for Amber's birthday, you're getting a beating from Amber first. You see, but I was doing good things. Doesn't make any difference. It was a bad use of your time. Are you all with me? Here's the problem. This requires thinking. And most of us are not real good in the thinking department. So already tonight, we're thinking about what we're going to go home and watch on TV. Who cares about grandchildren, children, people? None of those are significant. The only thing that's significant is my entertainment. Wow. So how do you like that, by the way? Do you understand this? Look up here, folks. There's three basic categories. There's the right category found in Scripture. Either what's clearly right or by good and logical implications is right. There's the wrong category, which is by straight, direct teaching or in one fashion or another wrong. And then there's this big thing in life called a diaphora. And a lot of that stuff doesn't matter until, look at me, it becomes a bad or a worse or the worst use of your time, energy, focus, money. Is it good to take your family on a vacation? Yes, when you come back from vacation and you need another vacation, you have done something really dumb. In your notes. Again, bad is not used in this case in a moral way, but in a practical way. A bad use of time, resources, energy. Next page. Two passages that I think are very key in this discussion. And really, 2 and 3 need to go together. Now, folks, when we look at 2, I'm going to do this, and we'll be done in 10 minutes. Here's the deal. If look at me. You got to get the category right. Let's look in your life. Let's look right here. You have 4 categories. This is the right. From here to here is the adiaphora, and over here is the wrong. If you can understand, this section here is not about right and wrong, proving you're wrong, proving you're right. It's about a continuum from the best use to better use. How about this? To good use. I don't know if watching the Stooges is godly, but it does have a good purpose sometimes to chill me out, lest I strangle some people. But if I watch the Stooges for 8 hours a night, would it be wrong? It sure would be on the category of a bad use of time, resources, and energy, or a worse use, in that case, probably a worst use. Got it? Let's start with the categories. Now, here's how we work to the next step. You have to follow a process. The process, look in your notes, Ephesians 5:10. This is not given to Pastor Warren or the church. This is not given to the deacons. This is given to God's people. You and I are to proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So friend, you have, like Jim Duncan, he has Snapchat, he has Twitter, he has Facebook, he has, what's the other one? Instagram, he has all, you know how you know it, because every time you see him, isn't it correct? Every time you see him, he's scrolling down his thing, things are beeping and honking and chirping, because what Jim Duncan needs to do in the next 4 weeks, and you need to do, is you need to start saying, Lord, let me think about this, look at me. Let me be honest and brutal with myself. Am I using my energy, resources? Look at me. My limited mental ability? Am I wasting my time? Yes? Look at me, Atong. You need to prove what is acceptable to the Lord. We're not talking about right and wrong categories. We're talking about this stuff in the middle. 1 Thessalonians tells us an even better terminology. I didn't put the verse in here, the Greek word. I should have. It's the same word as proving in Ephesians 5, and I'll put that in the notes online. It says to prove, test. Test all things. Hold fast. After you have taken it through a process of testing, we'll give some of those biblical principles. After you have taken it through a biblical process of testing, there are some things that you hold on to. Both of these words, abstaining and hold fast and abstain, are the same basic Greek word, echo, which means to hold. The first one, hold fast, is to hold fast. It's kata echo, which means to grab a hold of something. Once you realize that there's a good way of doing Facebook, a good way of doing Instagram, whatever those gizmos are, there's a good way of doing texting, there's a good way of doing email, and you know it's good, and you have taken it through a process, and you say, this has good results, or maybe better results, or the best results, hold on to it. But if there's something else, the other word also has echo in it, which means to hold, but it has the preposition APO in English. It actually has it twice. It has it on the verb, and it has it after the verb. It means to hold this away from you. You don't hold on to this. You dump this off. Friends, look at me. You have a responsibility for you. This is your life. You only have so much money. I will tell you this, and I'm going to move on because I don't want to spend time here. This is just an introduction. If you would think of your life as money, it's a good thing to do. Think of your life as money. You have so much money in your wallet. Where's the best place to put your money? I'm not sure. By the way, this isn't about guilt. Where's the best place? Snapchat? Or my wife taking Wheezy out to eat? Tell me. I didn't say right or wrong. What's the best use of my time? Laura was here. Yes? I took Laura and her husband and the 3 kids out to eat, correct? You know why I did that? Nothing else to do. I thought it might be a little good investment for Pastor Warren to spend a little time with Blondie and her husband and get to know him a little better. By the way, I didn't need to go out with him. I didn't get anything. I paid for it. But I thought it was a pretty good use of my money and time. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to spend all my money on that which is worst or worse or at best bad. I prefer good, better. I can tell what you do with your children and grandchildren. By the way, folks, this isn't rocket science. There are kids that walk up to me and talk to me. There's other kids that have no ability to communicate. And you're like, well, this isn't really hard to figure out. We got parents that are more interested in TV than they are their kids and grandparents. I said this morning. Did any of you notice? My daughter hates me. My wife doesn't. Well, she has good reasons to hate me. I'm the triple back. Amy, what did Nathan say when you went to pick him up today? What did you say to him and what did he say to you? He wanted to come see me. Do you know why? Because I don't know why really. But part of it is, look at me. I like him. I like your children too. That's the reason A.J. Burt is now going to be called A.Z. Burt. Number three, the way you follow a process, friend, is you learn to apply certain principles. Christian, these principles can only be applied to this part in the middle. Look at me. They can only be applied to the adiaphora. They don't work for right. Right is right. It's in the scripture. They don't apply to wrong. Wrong is wrong. They're applied to these things that really aren't right and wrong. They're the 10,000 things we do. Would it be wrong for me to play golf? Of course not. Now, I'd want to hit somebody with the club after a short time. That would be wrong. But I know pastors that want to golf every day, and they waste their life golfing. I know many men that never read theology books because they're lazy. They have hobbies. In your notes, here are some of the principles. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. So you start, look, folks, you start asking, I have this adiaphora, all these things. Don't ask whether it's right or wrong, good or evil, sinful or not sinful. Ask worst, worst, bad, good, better, best. And think, is this in some way enhancing my life, expediting my journey, expediting who I am? By the way, television can do that. Watching a movie can do that. It can chill you out. It can calm you down. It can make you feel good. I like to go downstairs, haven't done it in too long, and pound on a heavy bag. You say, why? Because sometimes I just need to get things out. And that heavy bag is better on that than... Yes. It's a fact. You understand? Next, he says, I will not be brought under the power of any. That's another principle. Meaning, friends, if you feel addicted, let's just ask this question. If I took your little cell phone away and I took your computer away, how would you be, truly? One of the things this book talks about is having a media fast. Turn it all off for a week. We can't even imagine that. We start getting nervous. This is what you're going to say. Look at me. You're going to say the same thing your children say. What would I do? How about take a walk? How about exercise? How about meditate? How about think? How about pray? How about talk to somebody? Wow. I don't like any of those. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 9. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Some things are not best simply because they offend other people. Verse 13 says, wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth. By the way, he is totally talking about something that was indifferent. Eating a piece of meat didn't really make any difference. But he said, there are implications of this, and you need to consider them in this adiaphora concept. 10:23, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do. By the way, folks, don't you want your life on the whole to be tilted to the good, better, best? Don't you want at the end of the day your life to be about good, better, best? You want to glorify God in all things, not some religious junk. Just saying, on the whole, I'm tilting my life so at the end of the day, when I have put all of my money down and my life is gone, my money has primarily been spent. It's not about right and wrong. Look at me. We rarely make choices of right and wrong when you get older. Hopefully you're done with that stupid. Most of your choices are in the adiaphora. What you're going to do? Where are you going to put your money down? In the good, the better, the best, or the bad, the worse, and the worst? Other verses, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Matthew, by the way, there's many of these principles. Matthew 5:29 says, and if thy right eye offend thee, do what? That also implies what? What if your eye doesn't offend you? Folks, there are many things. Life changes. When I was a young man, 18 years old, I promised God that I would not read certain novels. Louis L'Amour, that's the only one I ever read, Western novels. You say, why? Because they stimulated things that I shouldn't be thinking about. Now, you'd have to understand how ironic that is, because you could read all 150, 200 of his novels, and in 200 novels, one novel has one indirect sex scene, and one of them has references. But at 18 years old, look me in the eyes, it was not expedient for me. Hello? So guess what I did for 4 or 5 years? Didn't read them. Folks, there are many principles. You start realizing this might take me places I don't want to go, make me become things I don't want to do, and I'm not going to go there. Let's finish with a verse in the Bible. Philippians chapter 1, would you? We're done tonight. The bad thing is, most pastors spend their entire ministry trying to beat people into doing right. Frankly, folks, if you're still struggling with right and wrong, we're in big trouble. On a Sunday night, this shouldn't be the crowd that's trying to decide whether I'm going to get drunk tonight or not, or whether I'm going to leave my spouse tonight or not, or whether I'm going to rob a bank or not. Look at me. Most of our life should be thinking about how, please look at me, how can I take my money, my effort, my time, my ability, and at the very least, please look, at the very least, I want my life not to be tilted towards the bad use of time, bad use of energy, bad use of mental capacity, worse use. I want my life to be tilted to as good, better, best. Paul prays for this, Philippians 1, verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more, in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may, and this is a terrible translation, that you may approve or discern or distinguish things that excel. He is praying that, look at me, everybody, and I am done. He's praying that you would stop being a deadhead that spends all of his or her time saying, whatever, show me that in the Bible. He's praying that you and I could get to the place where when we're thinking about life, we're thinking about what's good and what's better and what's best. And our whole life is tilted that way so we can start discerning things that are excellent as opposed to nothing wrong with what I did, 27 hours of video games. Okay, but what's excellent about that? Look me in the eyes. What's beautiful about your TV watching? Who has it helped? Who has it encouraged? What have you accomplished? What are your dreams? What are your goals? What are your passions? Paul prays that we tilt this way in the Adiaphora. That's my prayer too. Let's pray. Father,